No doubt, highlight Sunday meeting is the Ladbrokes Park meeting, of course, with the Grand National Hurdle. We've got Sunday racing at Donald, which gives us a chance to have a chat to the chairman, Jack Alexander. I spoke to him at the start of the weekend.
Yeah, fine, thanks, Andrew. Yes, the sun's shining, so we're all good.
How long have you been the chairman? We've spoken for quite some time. I'm just wondering how long now for you, chairman at Donald?
This is my second term.
Okay, we haven't spoken that long, have we? I thought we'd spoken many times over the years. Was that when you were the vice chairman?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think the chairman might have been a bit gun-shy at the time, perhaps.
Well, you got plenty of years to go because I chat to so many administrators and committee members that have been there for decades plus, but you must have had a prominent role because we have spoken more than just in the last year or so. Anyway, you're racing this Sunday. There'll be no one on track, of course, but I think you had a meeting a few weeks ago with some on track that was before the last lockdown?
Yes, that's the case. We had a few owners and a few of the public there, which was good.
So, in general, how are things going for your race club at Donald?
Yeah, we're ticking along nicely. We're happy with the way things are going at the moment. We've installed a new chute that we're letting to consolidate at the moment, so we can have a 2,200-metre race without having the barriers across the track. So we're looking forward to being able to use that next year.
All right. For those, we have so many listening in the racing industry and many of them don't catch up with other clubs for quite some time, or it's only if they get together at conferences or like the awards, which of course haven't been the case in the last year or so. Just explain to us what that shoot entails, how far you are into the works, and just give an indication about what's going on.
Well, with industry support, we're increasing instead of having a 2,000-metre race where we had to have the barriers across the track and then removed during the race. By putting in this chute, it means that we can position the barriers at the 2,200-metre mark, which means the barriers don't have to be moved during the race, and, of course, that eliminates any problems for tractor fails. The earthworks have been done, and the grass has all been laid. It's just a matter of it all consolidating, and hopefully we'll be able to use it early next year.
So you got this meeting coming up as we start a new season, and then you don't race again until September, and spring is upon us. And then your cup, of course, the Bet365 Donald Cup is Sunday, the 14th of November.
Yeah, that's right. We race in September. I'm just offhand not sure of the exact date.
It's Sunday, the 12th of September. So, in fact, according to my resume map here, although you do have the May meeting on a Saturday, right now every meeting from here on in until next year, you're a Sunday club pretty much.
Yes, I think that's the case, which we don't mind. We'll race any day, but Sunday's fine for us. Particularly if we can hopefully by then get a crowd.
Did you have a crowd at your Donald Cup last year?
No, we did not. We weren't able to. And funnily enough, it was financially probably one of our most successful.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, I think just betting turnover and just the way things were at the time. It was just a good result financially.
So you haven't had a crowd at many of your meetings since you become chairman then, have you? Or?
No, not you're right. Probably the 50% of them anyway that we haven't been able to have a crowd.
I'm sure things will turn around. You'll be able to entertain some guests eventually in your committee room. Do you have a committee room at Donald? Or?
We certainly do, and strangely enough at the moment, because of the COVID restrictions, the jockeys use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, our jockeys' room, if we went to have, with the COVID protocols, because we want every 4 square metres, whatever it is, well, our jockeys' room is not big enough if we get, I think we've got 19 male jockeys on Sunday and we've got to put 3 or 4 of them in the committee room.
Oh, dear me. And life in Donald in general, how are things going? You've been fairly okay with COVID. People able to travel a bit more now regionally, of course. How is life in Donald and the district there?
Pretty good. Yeah, we haven't had any COVID problems, restrictions, of course. The weather's been really good. We've been showery, so the farmers are happy with the way the season's going for them. So all in all, things are pretty good.
And we'll have updated conditions just prior to the meeting, but how's the track been for you with what Mother Nature has been preparing in recent times?
Yeah, the track is at the moment a heavy eight. A very good drying day today. We just hope that there's no... We certainly don't want a downpour. We can handle some showers, but at the moment the track's, as I said, a heavy eight, but we're quite happy with it, so it should race well.
Good luck with your meeting on Sunday. We'll speak again throughout the year. Good luck with that construction, that shoot there for your track, and good luck to hopefully eventually get back in your committee room as the chairman to entertain people and get those hoops out somewhere else. But we know the importance of doing that under the current protocols. Jack, always good to catch up with you, and thanks for joining us over the couple of years as chairman, but the many years as part of the club fabric there at Donald.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Jack Alexander, chairman, Donald Race Club. In a moment, we'll talk about the Caulfield Cup. It's coming up this weekend. I'm not joking. Caulfield Cup next.